5936. Call now to get on the air for today's consumer calls. And good morning, and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, the numbers are 918-336-1400 and our toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936. And looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And I am here till 9:30. Our time now is 9:12, and our thanks goes out to Get Real Thrifty for being today's Consumer Call sponsor. And with that, I'll be right back. I gotta tell you, donating clothing, furniture, household goods, and more to Get Real Thrifty is rewarding. Knowing your contributions means so much to those who need bargain blessings. When you donate to Get Real Thrifty, all proceeds go to fund Jesus Burger, a clothing and food ministry for those that don't have a home or are transitioning. Although donating to other venues is a good thing, Get Real Thrifty has items that are half the price or more compared to others. Stop by 208 East 2nd Street and get real at Get Real Thrifty. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 4. And, of course, our thanks goes out to Get Real Thrifty for being today's Consumer Call sponsor. 918-336-1400, toll-free, 1-800-749-5936. And that'll get you right into me for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Today's Maple Street Meat Market poll question is, do you sing in the shower? No, I don't. I don't sing at all. 918-336-1400. Go to BarstowRadio.com for the link, or you can go to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page and vote. And our poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. Again, do you sing in the shower? Let me know. I say no, but I'd like to know what you think. Anyway, with that, I'll be right back. Each Sunday morning, beginning at 10:30, be sure to listen to K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3, and FM 95.1 for the Lutheran Hour, brought to you by Redeemer Lutheran Church in Bartlesville. The Lutheran Hour will lift your spirits and bring you closer to God. Sunday morning services are at 8:15 and 10:45, with Sunday school at 9:30. Enjoy the Lutheran Hour Sundays at 10:30 a.m. on AM 1400 K1, FM 93.3, and 95.1. Brought to you by Redeemer Lutheran Church in Bartlesville.
Mike Dutcher, the audio-video doctor, has the smart home options to fit your needs and your home with your technology.
There's some new technologies out there in wireless, and one is called a mesh technology, which blankets the house with Wi-Fi coverage. It's very effective and solves a lot of problems.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206. That's 918-327-9206, the audio video doctor.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KRIG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Monterey's Little Mexico, KFC, and La Fiesta, all in Bartlesville. Savoris Mexican Restaurant in Dewey, Forever 8, Daylight Donuts in Ramona, Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop, and Buck's Barbecue and Steakhouse, Sedan, Kansas. The Dining Guides on KRIG and KYFM.
Hi, I'm Mary Jean Michonne-Cachet, account representative at K1, KYFM, KRIG, and KPGM. I want to help you grow your business. We have a great opportunity for you this spring. It's the 6th annual Interstate Farm and Home Show. Join us Friday and Saturday, March 4th and 5th at the Coffeyville Community College. We bring together products and services from around the region. The show features farm and ranch implements and supplies, home goods, vehicles, financial services, and so much more. If your business could benefit from being in front of thousands of potential customers, call me, Mary Jane Michonne-Cachet, at 918-336-1001 and let me get you signed up. Spaces are limited, so don't delay. It's the Interstate Farm and Home Show, March 4th and 5th.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400. Items like garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales, fundraisers for your church, club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit, and we'll always talk about community events that's happening in Bartlesville and our surrounding areas. What we won't talk about is business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses and box springs. You can ask for those. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And our time now is 9:17, just flipped over. Looking for your calls here, wide open lines, 918-336-1400, toll free, 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Some radio reminders brought to you today by the courtesy of the Davis Family Funeral Home and Crematory, Walker Brown and Dewey Chapels. The following are: due to the reports of the new COVID outbreak, the Copan Senior Citizens Board of Directors declared a closing of the Senior Citizens Building at 310 East Weldon until further notice. For more information about this, you can call 918-532-5492. Hey, if you love to sing, the Ad Lib Singers are looking for men and women to join their group. For more information, call 815-9079. The Decision Magazine has been provided to the Washington County Library in downtown Bartlesville by a generous donation, so you want to go down there and see that. The Oak Park United Methodist Church will hold a Bible study every other Monday, 1 p.m. at 601 Brentwood. All are welcome. Student or Victim Digital Media Safety Awareness Workshop. An interactive workshop that will focus on practical ways to keep kids safe online, trending apps for teens and predators, online grooming tactics, and real-life stories and applications. This is a sensitive topic for adults only. Register online at heartmatters-ok.org/workshops/, or call 918-336-9151 for more information. You're listening to Consumer Calls. Our time now is 9:18. Going through some radio reminders here right now. Washington County Cattlewomen will meet on Monday, January 24th at 11:30 at Tumbleweeds Restaurant. Annual dues will be due. Washington County Soccer Club is accepting registrations for spring 2022. Deadline is January 31st, so that's coming up. For more information or to sign up online, go to bartlesvillesoccer.org. Some recurring events that's always happening here. The American Legion Post 105 meets every second Monday, 6:30 at Elder Care. The Eagle Lighthouse Tabernacle, 700 East Durham Road in Dewey, invites the public to Sunday morning worship services at 11 a.m. Traditional worship service, KJV. For more information, contact Pastor David Roman at 918-213-5002. And reading through some of these, the Bipolar Support Group meets the second Tuesday evening of each month at Disciples Christian Church, 5800 Douglas Lane, from 6:30 to 8. For more information, call Gary at 918-805-5023. And then lastly, I've read through some of these, the Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition meets the second Thursday of each month from 11:30 a.m. to 1. Call for the current month's location. The grassroots movement is open to everyone interested in decreasing death by suicide. For more information, call 918-338-9737. And again, these are radio reminders brought to you today by the service of Davis Family Funeral Home and Crematory, Walker Brown and Dewey Chapels. And right now, let's go ahead and take a quick check of our weather.
Cold as air of the winter season so far for today and tomorrow, and then we make some progress this weekend. Of course, the temperatures for the morning hours over the weekend will still be cold, but Saturday in the mid-40s, Sunday mid-50s, Monday close to 60, and then another cold front for the early part of next week. How about today? We have single-digit wind chills this morning, even sub-zero in spots. A high today of 26. Tomorrow morning, a temperature near 5 degrees for the morning low. A high tomorrow, 35. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. Accordingly to the weather forecast here in my hand, it is now 14 degrees out, sunny skies here in Bartlesville. That's going to kind of come to a halt here with a partly cloudy skies the rest of the afternoon from about 11 on. And today's high around 28 with a low of 11. And then on Friday, a high of 36, plenty of sunshine with a low of 6 degrees. And then Saturday, 48 of high and 17 sunny skies. Time now for our Oklahoma Energy Report, a 3-minute report. And then after that, we'll do our doggone report.
Another step up. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Edge. Just one day after setting a more than seven-year high, oil prices rose again, driven by the fact that the supply-demand ratio is heavily weighted right now on the side of demand, with the International Energy Agency raising its forecast for global oil demand growth this year, while worries continue to rise about the reliability of oil production in key parts of the world. While little critical damage was done, the rebel attack this week on a United Arab Emirates refinery by Iranian-backed rebels is raising new concerns about the vulnerability of oil supply out of the Persian Gulf region, while Russia continues its military buildup along the Ukraine border, and major crude flows from Iraq to Turkey were disrupted by a pipeline fire. So the NYMEX February crude contract rose 1.8% on Wednesday to $86.96 a barrel, while the global benchmark crude Brent was up 1.1% to $88.44 a barrel. For both benchmarks, it was the highest close for a front-month contract since October of 2014. Warmer weather in parts of the country, coupled with profit-taking, had traders hitting the sell button in a big way when it came to natural gas on Wednesday, with the NYMEX natural gas February contract falling almost 6% on the day to $4.03 a million BTUs. This after it posted an 8.8% weekly gain last week. The closely watched Energy Information Administration weekly report on U.S. oil supplies, fuel inventories, and natural gas supplies come out today. Analysts polled by S&P Global Platts expect a drop in crude supplies, but a rise in gasoline stockpiles. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
Cattlemen, make plans to be a part of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Winter Policy Meeting Thursday, January 27th at the Embassy Suites Northwest, Oklahoma City, starting at 9 a.m. Hear updates from Congressman Frank Lucas and Adria Berry with the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority. Then work with fellow cattle producers to review and set policy important to the well-being of the beef cattle business here in Oklahoma. Have your voice heard at the state capitol as well as in Washington. Learn more about the OCA Winter Policy Meeting by going to okcattlemen.org.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
And it is time for our Doggone Report. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on our report, you can visit our website, bartlesvilleradio.com. Click on the Community tab, then click on the Doggone link. It'll open up. You can see what we have there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to bartlesvilleradio.com. Click on the Submit tab. It'll open up. There's a form you fill out. You answer questions. And at the end, you can upload a picture. When you hit the submit button, just be patient. It does not go to the website. It does go to us, and we take care of what we need to and send it on its way. Now you can still call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us, and we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. You can also email me, Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, at bartlesvilleradio.com. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as fast as I can. And keep in mind, this is all a free service. Well, Ella is a lost female cat. She's a black, white, tan calico, lost in the area of Price and Madison. She has a pink collar, black from ears to around eyes, white face with pink nose. Right front leg is like a full sleeve tan and black striped. Others are white. The back of her head is tan, and she's very skittish at first. Contact Ginger at 918-625-2733. Tidbit is a lost little female dog. She's wearing a collar. It's a green and gray collar. It clips and it reflects. And she is brown. She's a Chihuahua and black mouth cur. Greystone Avenue is where she was last seen. She's red, brown in color, and has beautiful honey brown eyes. She's a medium-sized dog, thin, with long legs that kind of look like a little deer. And she has a long snout. Anyway, let's get her back home to Kala at 912-346-2963. We also have a found female cat wearing a blue collar. She's gray and white. She's domestic short hair. Colonial Estates is where she was last seen and or found. If this is your kitty, please call Marinol at 918-815-2400. And that is a look at our Doggone Report for this morning.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
And that was our Doggone Report. I'm interested in what you think about this Maple Street Meat Market poll question. Do you sing in the shower? Let me know. 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or you can go to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page, and you can vote there. And the poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. Again, do you sing in the shower? I'm putting down no, because I never do. Never do sing. I take a shower, but I never do sing. Anyway, I'd like to find out what you think about this question. Do you sing in the shower? Let me know. 918-336-1400. Our time now is pretty much dwindling down for today. If you have any last-minute items you want to stick in here, give me a call. 918-336-1400. And if not, I'll be back in tomorrow with more of Consumer Calls. Same time, same station. That's on the K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3, and 95.1 at 9:10 till 9:30. Anyway, stay warm. It's going to be cold out there. And don't go out if you don't have to. Anyway, have a beautiful day today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow with more of Consumer Calls.
As a minor, that abortion enters in, that veil of sin comes over that young woman. She doesn't know how to process. She has no resources to process.
That's pro-life advocate Cynthia Wentz on Focus on the Family Minute, describing a painful choice she made as a teenager.
So what does she do? She numbs, she acts out. So it wasn't until years later that I had found that journal. I had thought she just wasn't aware. She was blindly carried away to the abortion clinic at 15 and just had no comprehension. And that diary entry, that journal entry was, she knew.